Democrats Sen. Fetterman, Representative Davis back Trump strikes on Iran. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 28, 2026. Several Democrats supported President Donald Trump after the United States and Israel carried out joint strikes on Iran overnight, highlighting the need to stand together to bring an end to terrorism. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, and Reps. Don Davis, DNC, plus Greg Landsman, DO, issued statements in which they expressed that Trump has been willing to do what's right and necessary. Rep. Landsman spoke about how the U.S. was destroying Iran's missiles and bombs to stop them from taking more lives. Operation Epic Fury, Fetterman wrote in a post on X, President Trump has been willing to do what's right and necessary to produce real peace in the region. God bless the United States, our great military, and Israel. We need to stand together to bring an end to terrorism and human rights violations, Davis wrote in a post-X. A regime that supports terror, destabilizes its neighbors, and aims to destroy other nations can't be trusted. Global instability, fueled by extremist proxies, threatens the safety of American citizens and our allies. It's crucial that the world speaks with a unified voice against terror and proliferation, and Congress is kept informed for oversight, Davis added. The U.S. is destroying Iran's missiles and bombs to stop them from taking more lives, Landsman wrote in a thread on X. These strikes are targeting military infrastructure, with warnings to Iranian civilians to take shelter away from these military targets, Landsman added. Landsman continued to point out that if it wasn't for the Iranian regime, the region may very well know peace, adding that the Iranian regime has caused mayhem and bloodshed through Hezbollah in Lebanon along with Hamas in Gaza. The statements from the Democrat lawmakers come after Trump announced that the U.S. and Israel had carried out joint strikes on Iran. Trump spoke about how the strikes were meant to eliminate imminent threats from the Iranian regime, Breitbart News's Oliver J.J. Lane reported. Joint American-Israeli strikes against Iran took place overnight, with U.S. President Donald Trump addressing both the nation and the people of Iran, announcing the strikes to eliminate imminent threats from the Iranian regime which directly endangers the United States, our troops, our bases overseas, and our allies throughout the world. Trump said, a short time ago, the United States military began major combat operations in Iran. Iranian retaliatory strikes have been launched against Israel. The strikes are intended to destroy Iran's stockpiles of missiles and to obliterate Iran's missile production industry, the president said. Most importantly, Trump said, was preventing Iranian nuclear-tipped long-range missiles from ever threatening the American mainland or America's allies in Europe. Trump later confirmed the reports that Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei had been killed during an Israeli strike on his compound in Tehran. Khamenei, one of the most evil people in history, is dead, Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. This is not only justice for the people of Iran, but for all great Americans, and those people from many countries throughout the world, that have been killed or mutilated by Khamenei and his gang of bloodthirsty thugs.